Welcome back, party people. We are here for a very important and exciting episode of Legally Dirty Blonde. I know why I'm here, and I can only imagine why you guys are here, and that's to discuss the verdict of the Depp versus Heard defamation case. Now, I am positive that I'm going to forget to talk about a number of things that I would like to talk about today, but there's been so much, so I'm going to do my best. But for now, let's get right into it. Actually, before we start, everyone go get your mega pints so we can do this properly. So today we're going to get right into what the verdict means and what's going to happen afterwards and going forward. After we talk about the verdict, I actually have a ton of questions from you guys that I'm going to try to answer, and I'm going to try to get to all of them, so definitely stick around for that. But first, let's hear what the jury had to say about Johnny's defamation claims against Amber. Also, if you don't want to listen to this part, fast forward about five minutes and 30 seconds.
In civil case number CL-2019-2911. Mr. Depp's claim against Ms. Heard. 1. As to the statement appearing in the online op-ed entitled Amber Heard, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change. In the Washington Post online edition, quote, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change, end quote. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes. Has Mr. Depp proven, by a greater weight of the evidence, that, question, the statement was made or published by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was false? Answer, yes. Question, the statement has a defamatory implication about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the defamatory implication was designed and intended by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, due to circumstances surrounding the publication of the statement, it conveyed a defamatory implication to someone who saw it other than Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven, by clear and convincing evidence, that Ms. Heard acted with actual malice? Answer, yes. 2. As to the statement appearing in the op-ed entitled, A Transformative Moment for Women, in the Washington Post print edition, and the online op-ed, Amber Heard, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change, in the Washington Post online edition. Quote, then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out, end quote. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes. Has Mr. Depp proven, by a greater weight of the evidence, that, question, the statement was made or published by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was false? Answer, yes. Question, the statement has a defamatory implication about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the defamatory implication was designed and intended by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, due to circumstances surrounding the publication of the statement, it conveyed a defamatory implication to someone who saw it other than Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven, by clear and convincing evidence, that Ms. Heard acted with actual malice? Answer, yes. 3. As to the statement appearing in the op-ed entitled A Transformative Moment for Women in the Washington Post print edition and the online op-ed, never heard. I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change. In the Washington Post online edition, quote, I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse, end quote. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes. Has Mr. Depp proven by a greater weight of the evidence? That question, the statement was made or published by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was false? Answer, yes. Question, the statement has a defamatory implication about Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Question, the defamatory implication was designed and intended by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, due to circumstances surrounding the publication of this statement, it conveyed a defamatory implication to someone who saw it other than Mr. Depp? Answer, yes. Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven by clear and convincing evidence that Ms. Heard acted with actual malice? Answer, yes. As against Amber Heard, we the jury award compensatory damages in the amount of $10 million. As against Amber Heard, we the jury award punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
So what does that mean, guys? What does all that legal mumbo-jumbo mean? It means grab your mega pint. Mine is a mega pint of margarita, but any beverage will do. And cheers, because Johnny Depp just won all three of his defamation claims against Amber Heard. And you also heard that all of those claims were made with actual malice. And if you remember, this actual malice standard is an additional hurdle for public figures like celebs, such as Johnny and maybe, I guess, Amber. I'm kidding, Amber too. It's basically an extra hurdle to prove that they have to prove if they want to win a defamation case. So it's just an important thing to point out. It's usually, generally, I would say 95% of the time, it's impossible for a celebrity or a public figure, I should say, to beat that hurdle and to prove actual malice, but he did it. Let's talk about the award by the jury. So you heard he got $10 million in compensatory damages. So let's talk about what compensatory damages are. It is what they sound like they are. It's when the person is being compensated for what they lost as a result of, in this case, as a result of defamation. So, like, let me give you another example. Let's say you were injured in an accident and you had to have a bunch of surgeries and medical treatment because of that accident. And you sued the person that you were in the accident with. You could be awarded compensatory damages in the amount that you may be paid in your medical bills. So Johnny got $10 million for actual damages as a result of Amber defaming him. Like, for example, he had damage in losing work. One of my amazing friends, Amanda, actually had a question about why he only got why he was only given $10 million. And to be honest, we don't know why or how they calculated that number. I think most people would agree that losing Pirates and losing the role of Grindelwald alone were likely a whole lot more than $10 million, but maybe one day one of the jurors will let us know. But until then, we're going to have to wait. But okay, so like I said, he got $10 million in compensatory damages. We talked about that. So basically, compensatory damages bring you back to where you would have been had this situation not happened to you. Does that make sense, guys? He got another $5 million in punitive damages. Now, what are punitive damages? Punitive damages are different, and that might sound silly to you, but they are different from compensatory damages. They're basically a punishment. The jury is punishing this person for harming the other person. And this jury said, Amber, you fucked up this man's life, and we're adding another $5 million on top of that $10 million. So just to explain again, compensatory damages are actual damages for what he lost because of the defamation. And they basically compensate him for the damage he endured in terms of income and, you know, lost wages, things like that. Punitive damages are punishment to Amber because of her actions, because of her defamatory statements that ruined his life. So you have one damage that brings you back to where you would have been had all of this never happened. Then you have another that's basically punishing the other person and also making a huge statement and saying, you're a piece of shit. So basically, the jury is saying, we're not only going to make you pay compensatory damages to him because you ruined his career, we're also going to make you pay punitive damages because we're punishing you because what you did was wrong and you're a bad person. And we want you to learn from your mistake. Although, we're going to get into that later. I don't think Ms. Heard has learned much from her mistake. So you just heard that he was awarded $10 million in compensatory and $5 million in punitive, and you're probably saying to yourself, wow, Johnny Depp's getting $15 million. But that's actually not the case, because the legal system is overly confusing, to be honest. But let me explain. There is a statutory cap on punitive damage in the state of Virginia. That cap is $350,000. So even though the jury awarded him $5 million in punitive damage, he can only recover $350,000 of that $5 million because of the statutory cap. This is a standard thing in Virginia, so don't be upset. It's not something that's only happening because it's Johnny or anything like that. The jury also isn't aware of the cap when they obviously award damages, because they wouldn't have awarded him $5 million if they knew the cap was $350,000. So just something to point out. And let me explain a little bit more. I know we haven't gotten into Amber's situation yet, but you'll probably understand a little bit more when I do. In total, Johnny's able to collect $10 million plus that $350,000 in punitive damage minus the $2 million that she was awarded. So basically, in total, he is awarded and able to collect $8,350,000. So let's move on to Amber's damages now. I'm going to play in what they read out in court. So if you don't want to listen to this because you already heard it, skip ahead about 3 minutes. But here it is for those of you who didn't get to listen to it in court. So here we go.
In civil case number CL 2019-2911, Ms. Heard's claim against Mr. Depp. 1. As to this statement, appearing in the April 8, 2020 online edition of the Daily Mail, quote, Amber Heard and her friends in the media use fake sexual violence allegations as both a sword and shield, depending on their needs. They have selected some of her sexual violence hoax facts as the sword, inflicting them on the public and Mr. Depp. Do you find that Ms. Heard has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, no. 2. As to this statement, appearing in the April 27, 2020 online edition of the Daily Mail, quote, quite simply, this was an ambush, a hoax. They set Mr. Depp up by calling the cops, but the first attempt did not do the trick. The officers came to the penthouses, thoroughly searched and interviewed, and left after seeing no damage to face or property. So Amber and her friends spilled a little wine and roughed the place up, got their story straight under the direction of a lawyer and publicist, and then placed a second call to 911, end quote. Do you find that Ms. Heard has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes. Has Ms. Heard proven by a greater weight of the evidence that, question, Mr. Waldman, while acting as an agent for Mr. Depp, made or published the statement? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was about Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was seen by someone other than Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Question, the statement was false? Answer, yes. Do you find that Ms. Heard has proven, by clear and convincing evidence, that the statement by Mr. Waldman was made with actual malice? Answer, yes. 3. As to this statement, appearing in the April 27, 2020 online edition of the Daily Mail, quote, we've reached the beginning of the end of Ms. Heard's abuse hoax against Johnny Depp, end quote. Do you find that Ms. Heard has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, no. As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $2 million. As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $0.
Alrighty, so what does that all mean? Basically, it means that Amber lost on 2 out of 3 of her counterclaims for defamation that she had against Johnny. And I'm going to assume that most of you have been listening to this. The statements were made by Adam Waldman, his prior lawyer. They weren't made by Johnny. We talked about it in other episodes. Not going to get into that whole legal discussion right now, but you know if you've been listening. So the statement that they found was defamatory was the second one. And it was the one where he basically said that they roughed up the place, spilled wine after they made that first, after they made the second 911 call because the first time it didn't work out. So they awarded her $2 million in compensatory damages, what am I saying? And drum roll, please, zero fucking dollars in punitive damages because they felt like they didn't need to punish Johnny Depp for the statements. But they punished the fuck out of her with that $5 million punitive damage for Johnny. So why $2 million to compensate her here? We really don't know. Same thing why we don't really know how they reached $10 million for Johnny. I am assuming that it maybe had something to do with why she didn't, maybe they thought about the payout for Aquaman 2, although we heard from the guy from Warner Bros. That had nothing to do with Johnny. But like I've said, we'll have to hear that analysis from the jurors themselves one day. Also, an interesting point here, and I think that I've talked about it on another episode, but just in case I haven't, Amber's legal team made a motion to keep the jurors' identities confidential and secret. Now, I think they made it, it's either 1 year or 2 years. I think it was for 2 years. Now, that just means that they won't be disclosed by the court, like publicly disclosed by the court in a court document, but it does mean they are allowed to still talk on their own if they so choose to. So we'll see if that happens. Like it's not like a gag order that says like, you're not allowed to talk about this at all for the 2 years. They are allowed to make the decision for themselves. So like I said, we'll see if that happened. Either way, let's give a big thank you to the jurors and the jury and the alternates who didn't even get to decide anything here. You know, they sat and listened for 6 weeks to evidence and testimony, and they took it seriously, and they performed their civic duty. So thank you, jury. And I'll admit, guys, I was wrong about her counterclaims here. I thought there was no way in hell that she would be able to connect Johnny Depp to the Waldman statements or anything like that. But you know what? You can't always be right. You can only be right 99% of the time, right? Just kidding. But overall, let me just explain. In a sense, they both won here in terms of like, yeah, she won one of her counterclaims. He won all of his claims. But at the end of the day, this was a huge win for Johnny Depp. They found that all of her claims in the op-ed were false and defamatory and made with actual malice. For her, they found that Adam Waldman made one defamatory statement with actual malice, and that was somehow attributed to Johnny. Let's be real. The clear winner here is Johnny. Like I said, he got 10 plus 5, well, 10 plus the 350,000 minus her 2. So he's left with $8.3 million, and she's left with owing him all of that. So, I mean, you know, you can think of it as you would like, but let's be real. We all knew who won here. So what happens next? They're going to come back into court on June 24th. Basically, I heard the judge say, Mr. Chu, can you draft up the order? He's going to draft up the order. It's not like he can write whatever the fuck he wants in the order and be like, Johnny gets $800 million and she gets zero. He has to write what the jury said. But they'll basically come back on June 24th for another hearing and things will be finalized then. But I had a question that follows very nicely in where we're talking about right now from the lovely Laura on Instagram about appeals. And if they can appeal or if she can appeal. Technically, they both can appeal the jury verdict. I've read that Amber is going to. I don't know if that's a fact, but I have read it today. I don't think any of us are shocked that Johnny Depp probably won't because we all know that it wasn't about the money for him anyway. Plus, he's the one up $8 million at the end of it. So why would he, right? But yes, she can, and rumor has it, will appeal this verdict. I personally think this is really fucking stupid of her because I do not think there is a chance in hell that she would win an appeal. I don't know what issues she would even have to appeal here. But knowing Amber, she can't take a loss or take responsibility for her actions. So we'll see what happens with that. But overall, I think this would be really dumb of her because I don't think she has enough money. I you know what? I'm just going to go and say I know she doesn't have enough money to pay Johnny Depp $8.3 million. And she's going to have even less money if she pays all of her lawyers to do an appeal. So That's just my two cents on that. But let's get into some more of your questions, guys, because I got a lot of them today. The first question I got was on Twitter from the user Nat Quinn Road, who asked me if I wanted a mega pint of wine. And you know what, Nat Quinn Road? I'd have to say yes to the mega pint. But like I said earlier, I'm a margarita girl. Hell, give me a pitcher. I could do more than a mega pint. But okay, let's get to another question. And this is a question that I had from a lot of people, but specifically also from Daniela R. on Twitter. She was wondering, how the hell did Amber Heard win on count two? So here's my take on it. First of all, I think there must have been some holdout juror or something along those lines. Basically, they didn't, that one or maybe two, who knows, didn't want to totally fuck Amber Heard over. And basically, they had to come to some sort of compromise here. Like, instead of just giving it all to Johnny, they had to give a little bit to Amber, because I'm a little bit confused about how they think that this statement rises to the level of defamation, especially with actual malice. So let's talk about that. So the statement that Adam Waldman made to the Daily Mail, I'm just going to quote this one. I know you guys have heard it, so I'm sorry, but bear with me. It's, quite simply, this was an ambush hoax. They said they set Mr. Depp up by calling the cops, but the first attempt didn't do the trick. The officers came to the penthouse, thoroughly searched and interviewed, and left after seeing no damage to face or property. So Amber and her friends spilled a little wine and roughed the place up, got their story straight under the direction of a lawyer and publicist, and then placed a second call to 911. So, couple of ways that I think the jury could have found this was defamatory. I'm going to try to explain it. I mean, obviously, I don't know what they were thinking, but these are my thoughts. The statement is really specific in terms of what it's claiming, right? You know, it alluded to two different 911 calls, for one example. And that in between those 911 calls, her and her friends and her publicist and lawyer cooked up a scheme and destroyed the penthouse and injured her face. So what I think happened with the jury is that specifically with the 911 calls, that statement claims there were two of them. However, and there were, but the jury didn't hear about two of them. So that's interesting. So basically, there was no evidence for the jury to say that a second 911 call was made, which is claimed in this statement. So they didn't have proof to prove that. Plus, both sets of police, and especially the second set of police officers, said they saw no damage to the apartment or injury to Amber's face. So, you know, Adam Waldman's statement is saying they spilled this wine and they made up this story and, you know, kind of, he doesn't specifically say they faked her injury, but that's basically what he's implying. That story doesn't fit perfectly, since the second set of police officers didn't see any of that either. The statement also implicates a number of other people, you know, her shitty friends who we did hear from, her publicist and her lawyer, which again, very specific, and we didn't hear from her publicist or whatever lawyer she was talking about then. So basically, I think they determined this wasn't a true statement because the specific allegations didn't line up exactly with the evidence that the jury themselves got to see. Does that make sense, guys? They basically didn't have the evidence to say, like, well, what he said was true. And I told you, I felt like there was that holdout juror. So it's not totally irrational to see why they might not think the statement was completely true. But on the other side of things, I truly don't understand how they got to actual malice from that and didn't find it in the other statements. So like I said at the beginning of this long-winded explanation, I think it was a trade-off for the verdict that was clearly favoring Johnny Depp. On the same note, I got a question from another one of my awesome listeners, Stephanie, and she asked how Amber won when Johnny Depp had won on all three of his defamation claims. Or another way to say it, how did she win when they agreed that her statements were false? Here's my answer to that. So obviously, they felt like she committed some sort of hoax, right? Clearly, they gave him $10 million. But they didn't think that the specific hoax that Adam Waldman said in his statements was committed. And that's how she won. So basically, they obviously felt like her statements in her op-ed were false and defamatory and not true. And they also didn't find that the other two claims that Adam Waldman said and used the word abuse hoax and hoax, they didn't find those to be false statements. They just found this one very specific statement to be defamatory. Like I said, I still don't understand the actual malice point, but that's my thought on that. Let me know what you guys think. I'd be interested. And let me know if I explained that at all. Like, if it's confusing, please let me know, because I understand that this is kind of confusing. And sometimes I don't explain things well, so let me know. Now, I got a lot of questions about how she's going to pay him, since we all know she doesn't have that type of dough. So let's talk about that a little bit. So a lot of people were asking if she could file for bankruptcy. Now, is that a possibility? Sure it is. I really don't know what Amber Heard's finances look like, but she could potentially. However, even so basically when you file for bankruptcy, that can in that can wipe out paying damages to a degree. It wipes out paying that $10 million in damages. However, that does not apply to the punitive damages, which are non-dischargeable, meaning that she basically what that means is that she's got to pay that $350K whether she files for bankruptcy or not. Punitive damages, bankruptcy's not getting you off the hook for those ones, honey. But let's talk about the example if she doesn't go to the bankruptcy route and still doesn't pay up. Then Johnny would have a number of options to go after her. But one way that I think most people probably have heard this term, so I'll use this one. He could garnish her wages. So basically any income that she has, he's like, give me some of that. And until he gets paid back in full, that's how that would work. There's a number of other examples, but you know what I'm talking about. Basically, if there's a will, there's a way, and he could get his money. Do I think Johnny Depp is going to go after her like this? Probably not. But what do I know? He also has the option of waiving the judgment entirely and saying, fuck it, I don't care, I got enough, I told my truth, I don't want your fucking money anyway, bitch, I'm done. So he's got a few options if any of this were to actually happen. Of course, these are all hypothetical questions. But another great question from Laura. Will Elon pay her damages? LOL, Laura. I don't know, but let's ask Elon. Hey, Elon, you gonna pay her damages? What do you think? I don't know. Did you guys see that tweet from Elon? It said something basically about both of them being good people or something. So I don't know how much on Amber's side he truly is anymore. But that's just my speculation. So not trying to start any rumors here, guys. Another great question, and I got a lot of questions about this, were who's paying whose legal fees? Is she paying his legal fees? Is he paying her legal fees? What's going on here? Initially, I thought this would be dealt with at the June 24th hearing, where we talked about that's when they're going to enter the final order and all that jazz. But from what I learned from Andrea Burkhart on Twitter, by the way, go follow her on Twitter. Andrea is an attorney who has been covering this case incredibly. She's got the tea. She's got the ins and outs. So go follow her on Twitter. But basically what I learned from her is that both sides will be responsible for their own attorney's fees. It's a little bit of a complicated explanation regarding the anti-SLAPP statute protection. We've talked about that a little bit earlier on in this case. I think I'll confuse you more right now if I try to explain it here. Maybe I'll do it in a subsequent episode. But if you want to know more, shoot me a message on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll do my best to explain it there. I got a question from Cassie about why didn't Johnny show up for the verdict? And was that a decision by him, by his legal team, by his PR team? You know, what was that about? And Cassie, you know, I wish that I knew Johnny Depp personally enough to answer that definitively for you. But from what I've heard, it was his choice and he had prior obligations to perform in the UK with Jeff Beck. Side note, guys, if you don't know who Jeff Beck is, go listen to some of his insane guitar skills ASAP. He is fucking legit. He's awesome. But yeah, I don't think it was a strategy or anything like that. I think he had to be somewhere. He had promised to be somewhere already. Him and his legal team had also asked the judge in advance if his presence was necessary at the verdict, and the judge had told him that it was okay, that he didn't have to be there. So obviously this was something that had already been discussed previously. It wasn't like a last minute, I'm not coming type of thing. So I got another question from Robin about whether Amber can sue Adam Waldman for the statement that she won on today. You know, without doing any research, I can tell you that she cannot because the statute of limitations for defamation is usually 1 year. And at this point, it's been almost 2 years since Adam Waldman made those statements in the summer of 2020 or spring, summer. I think it's actually been 2 years now. Maybe it was like, I think it was April and June. Or, I don't know. Regardless, it's almost been 2 years. So in terms of the statute of limitations, which is the time that you have to bring a suit about something after it happens, that time has already passed. So she couldn't bring it for that reason. But also, you typically can't recover twice for like the same cause of action or the same set of facts. So I definitely do not think that she would be able to, even if the statute of limitations hadn't run yet, I don't think she would be able to bring a case against him anyway for that reason. Another question or another number of questions I got were about perjury. So clearly this asshole has perjured herself in not one, not two, but three jurisdictions now: Australia, the UK, and the States. But it is very, very, very unlikely that she will face consequences for this, which I know is unfortunate and annoying and seems unfair, but try to think of it like this. Prosecutors have a lot of serious criminal cases on their plate, as is, and in a lot of ways it would be seen as a waste of judicial resources to go after this stupid lady for her stupid lies. Believe me, I wish it was something that was going to happen, but I just know that it's not going to happen. Call me out if I'm wrong. If it happens, I will be happy to say that I am wrong on that. All right, so I got a bunch of questions about whether or not she can keep defaming him and do interviews about this, or, you know, write a tell-all book or do a documentary, whatever shit you can fucking think of. The answer is, yeah, she can, but she's going to face the same consequences she has here. There's no ruling, you know, after this verdict that says Amber Heard cannot talk about this situation publicly again. But she would be a fucking moron if she did. Which reminds me, let's talk about her moronic statement that she made after the verdict. So this is her statement. "The disappointment I feel today is beyond words. I'm heartbroken that the mountain of evidence still was not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband. I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women. It is a setback. It sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated. It sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously. I believe Johnny's attorneys succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech and ignore evidence that was so conclusive that we won in the United Kingdom. I'm sad I lost this case, but I am sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly." So, I got a couple of things to say about this. To say the least, she's a fucking moron, apparently, because she seems to be making some pretty defamatory statements there to me, yet again. Let's talk about this a little bit. Aside from the fact that she's literally moronic enough to still be making statements like this, and this time to be using his name and referring to him as her ex-husband, all right. Clearly, like I said earlier, has not learned. Secondly, she wrote that she won the UK case? Girl, you were not a party to that case. You didn't win shit, bitch. I'm sorry. You were a witness for the Sun. You were not a party. You didn't win that case. Stop saying that. Another one. Yes, you are correct, Amber. You have a right to free speech in America. However, you don't have a right to defame people. We've talked about this before. You guys already know, but in case you forgot, free speech and the right to it in America is probably the broadest free speech right in the entire world. However, defamation is one of the very narrow exceptions to free speech. So, Amber, sit the fuck down. You made a defamatory statement that fell into the very, very narrow exception of free speech, so you don't get to enjoy your right to free speech when you defame people. It's really not that hard to understand. I'm talking to Amber, not you guys. I also just find her comment here, her entire statement here about, you know, oh, all this evidence, so on and so forth. It just shows a complete lack of respect for the judicial process and the judicial system and all of the effort that the jury, all the effort, energy, time that the jury put in listening to all the testimony and evidence. You know, she had her opportunity to present all of her best evidence to this jury and to testify on her own behalf. She didn't do a good job. She didn't prove 2 out of 3 of her claims. She wasn't able to defend against Johnny Depp's claims. The jury found that fair and square, and her implying otherwise is not only rude, but it's just disrespectful. But what do we expect from her, right? Why would I expect any type of better behavior from Amber Heard at this point? Also, she said that she had a mountain of evidence, and I just can't help but say, did she mean an anthill of lies? An anthill of lies. What is this? A mountain of lies for ants? That's a Zoolander reference for you, Brittany. So, I got a question from not Brittany, but Whitney, and not Whitney Heard. Not Whitney Heard. She wouldn't be listening to this, right? This is a lovely follower of mine, Whitney. She was asking about Elaine and, you know, Amber's lawyers and their reputations and things like that. So Whitney did not say anything rude about Elaine, but I have seen a lot of people being really rude and nasty and, you know, saying she's a terrible lawyer and things like that. And listen, did we get a good laugh at Elaine? Was she entertaining as hell during this trial? Abso-fucking-lutely. But let me say a few things here. Number one, being a trial lawyer is really fucking hard, guys. Camille made it look easy, but this shit is hard. And not only do you have to be super prepared to the nth degree, you also have to know your rules of evidence, like the back of your hand, hearsay objections, guys, and responses to hearsay objections. But you also have to be able to think super fast on your feet. So, you know, let's give her a little credit there, because being a trial attorney is difficult, especially in such a high-profile case. You know, on top of that, it makes it a lot harder when the facts aren't on your side, and it makes it even harder when your client is a nightmare. So, you know, I think that they did a decently good job for what they had to work with in this situation. So do I think it harmed their reputation? Honestly, I don't, because, you know, we all know their names now, right? Elaine Bredehoff and I think his name is Ben. I don't even know his first name, but I know his last name is Rottenborn. That's for sure. And that's, you know, that's the legal biz, baby. That's how you get clients. People know your name. They're going to hire you. Plus, on top of that, they did win one of her claims for her, which her counterclaims for her, which, to be honest, was totally shocking to me. So, you know, I know Elaine and Rottenborn were annoying, but they were just doing their jobs. I also got a question about like, don't you think they should have settled this? Like, wouldn't that means that Elaine's a bad lawyer? I think I've talked about this in another episode, but let's talk about it again because it's a good point. So basically, when it comes to settling a case, now I actually do think that Elaine is probably an attorney who is not so much a trial attorney. A lot of cases don't go to trial, guys. So, like, you know, we get hundreds of cases, and maybe, I mean, it depends if it's a criminal case, but in a civil case, not a lot of them are going all the way to trial. Most of them, a vast majority of cases get settled. So I am assuming that Elaine is more of a settlement attorney and that she probably gets really good settlements for her clients. And that's why she was hired. And that's what they thought was going to happen here. But the point here is that it takes two to tango. So, you know, she may have very well wanted to settle this case with Johnny. However, Johnny has to agree to that. And if he's like, we know he wasn't going to agree to that, right? Like, the whole point of him bringing this case wasn't about settlement money for him. We know that he wanted to speak his truth. And that's what he did. So just something I thought I should point out. Another thing, I have to point this out, guys. Amber Heard wore the black dress. And why am I bringing this up? So she made a point to post about this on Instagram for the UK verdict. It was a dress that she wore when she went to go get her TRO. It was the dress that she wore to the UK verdict. And she wore it again today. Clearly, that dress wasn't the good luck charm she thought it was. So maybe burn that one now, Amber. Or maybe don't, because you probably can't afford new clothes. Oops. Sorry. Not sorry. So at the end of the day, I think that this was a huge win for Johnny, guys. He won on all of his claims, and he lost on a minor counterclaim. He is also not going to have to pay her any money, you know, with the way that the way the award amounts came out. She's obviously going to owe him money. Plus, anyone who has paid attention, like I just said, knows that Johnny didn't do this for the money. He did it to speak his truth, and he didn't get a chance to do that in the UK, and he didn't get a chance to show all the evidence that was available in the UK trial. And anybody who wants to disagree with me on that point that he didn't do this for the money, I've got one question for you. Why on earth would he sue her knowing that she has no money to pay him if it was about the money? But yeah, all in all, I think Johnny is probably very happy right now over in London doing what he loves, making and playing music with his homies. And that's what matters, right? So before I end for today, I need to shout out so many awesome people who have reached out and supported Legally Dirty Blonde. So here we go. Shout out to these awesome fucking people. Awana and Chris, Robin, Christina, Claire, Jennifer, Whitney, Laura, Dr. Carrie, Michelle, Brittany, Cassie, Rosa, Daniela, other Daniela, and Stephanie. You guys fucking rock. If you think I missed you, I am really, really so incredibly sorry. And please, yell at me, and I'll make sure to add you into the next one. Seriously, I really, you guys made this possible for me, and it made it fun for everyone else listening, too. I can't tell you enough how much I really love you guys for supporting the show and, you know, making this a really good experience for everybody with your questions and your input. It's been wonderful. Tell your friends to check it out and come join us on Twitter at LD Blonde Pod on Twitter and on Instagram at Legally Dirty Blonde Pod. We have a lot of fun on there, don't we, guys? By the way, Adam Waldman liked my comment today, guys. So basically, I'm famous. Just kidding. But still, I did feel kind of cool, not gonna lie. Now, one more thing before we go. Does anybody have any other trials or legal things that they would be interested in me covering on the show? I got a few. One from Robin about the civil trial for Gabby Petito. Another interesting topic from Awana I got from this tragic case of domestic violence in Northern Ireland. Thank you guys for that. If anybody else has any other ideas, don't be a stranger. Let me know. There's honestly so much more to talk about, and I already am realizing that I forgot a couple of things that I want to talk about. So you can be sure that with my big mouth, I'll have a few more things to say on this. So you can expect another episode once I fully collected my thoughts after this crazy day. But until then, guys, remember, legally, dirty blondes have more fun.